Chapter 1. Keep Your Faith Alive. Preaching by Grandmother. When I proposed the idea of this book in front of my family, my grandmother was the one who enthusiastically raised her hand first to give a piece of solid advice. I was terrified by the fact that she's going to say no to me as I'm not a parent, and may fuck up something while writing. To my surprise, she excitedly said, "Then you write what I'm telling you." And I was shocked. She narrated me the story of Mrs. Chatterjee, with whom she was and still friends with, and how she took in charge of her life. Mrs. Chatterjee to my grandmother. I still remember that evening, Mrs. Anand, when I asked my mother whether to go for a night stay with my friend or not, to which my mother said no in a very rude tone. For a moment, I was shaking with a response to my humble question. I couldn't understand what I asked. Was it so wrong that she responded like this? I could see her working diligently towards preparing a night meal. My mother is a housewife, and I look up to her and the way she has brought me up and my siblings so beautifully. I admire her beauty, her hard work in nurturing us. How she handles my father and his mood swings is altogether a different story. But her kindness and gentleness towards us are what I look for, or I should say I aspire to be like her one day. I didn't feel bad when she said no. Neither I revolted, as I am a grown-up girl and not a kid who will cry with one no. I was curious in my head to know what went wrong with my mother, why she was rude, why she said no for the first time. Did anyone say wrong to her? Is she bothered by something? Why can't she share? For more, you have to buy the book. It is available on Amazon and all the platforms all across the globe. I'll see you in my next episode.